Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. One of the exciting things that's happening here at House on the Rock is the anticipation of our first book being published. Scott Phillips has authored a book based on his experience as a stay-at-home parent entitled, How Hard Could It Be? Scott's here today to talk about what he learned during that time and also to share a bit more about this book. So, Scott, let's start with why you chose that title for the book.
Well, it's something that I think anyone who hasn't stayed at home to raise their kids probably believes, whether they want to admit it or not. From the outside, it seems like being a stay-at-home parent is really easy, but I found out that it is anything but easy.
That's true.
Before I resigned my job to stay at home with the kids, I would often come home from work and think, man, what does she do all day?
Ooh, you actually said that to your wife?
Oh, no. I'm not that dumb. But I did think it, which really is just as bad.
That's true.
Once I was the one staying at home, I quickly realized just how much work it takes to have a functioning home.
Wow. So besides how much work's involved at home, what else did you learn?
Well, I learned just how much men define themselves by their professions. The first question we ask another guy when we meet him for the first time is, what do you do? And it's a way that we determine worth and value, so I really started to dread meeting new guys because I knew that question was coming. When I replied that my wife was the one who was working and I was staying at home, I would get some really strange looks and comments.
I can imagine.
But you know, Jeff, it wasn't just the men that measure people by their professions.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of the times the ladies that I met, like at the library or at school, well, they were even worse. They really didn't know how to deal with me. And it really feels like society treats stay-at-home parents like they really aren't making a contribution to the world. And I think that's a shame because if couples are able to financially make it on one income, there's a real value than to having a parent stay at home.
Wow. So let's talk about the book a little bit. Why did you write it, and what's it all about?
Well, I spent 4 years at home with my kids, so the book is really about my experiences and what those experiences taught me about parenting and marriage. There are a lot of great books out there about being a stay-at-home parent, but very few of them are written by dads, so I think this book is pretty unique. What I really focus on in the book is helping a working spouse better understand what his or her stay-at-home partner's world is like. Even though a parent couple are parenting the same children, their perspective on things is really based on whether or not they stay at home. Since I've had experience on both sides, I've offered some things that I see that couples really need to talk through and pray together about so they can not only have a better relationship between themselves, but also parent better as a team.
Wow, that sounds like a great resource, and it sounds like it's a book that both husbands and wives will probably enjoy.
Well, I hope so. And guys, don't worry. The chapters are short, and I include discussion questions and even a prayer guide. They're already written down for you.
Wow. Well, I have to say, I've read the first draft of this book, and I've really enjoyed it. We'll be talking more with Scott about what he learned while he was a stay-at-home dad in the coming weeks, and a little bit more about the book, How Hard Can It Be? We'll be posting more information on how to order this or pre-order on our website, hotrfm.org, really soon. Scott, next week, what are we going to be discussing?
Well, we're going to talk about one of the first lessons that God taught me when I started stay at home with my kids, and that's there is no such thing as a perfect parent.
That's true. I believe that. Well, we'll look forward to that, and until next week,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.